Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. I'm Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also here at LifePoint. We're studying the life of the disciple of Jesus, Simon Peter, in a series that we're calling Beyond the Shallows. The main idea of this series is we learn to follow Jesus one step at a time. And this week, we are looking at the ascension of Jesus. Just to kind of put this in context, he has died, he has been resurrected, and now he is going back to the Father. And I've always found it interesting how Jesus pours into his disciples and his extended group of followers for 3 years and then just leaves the mission with them. He just leaves it to them. He goes back to the Father. And these 12 people and the 72 and 120 extension of the disciples, the 11 disciples, if you consider Judas, he leaves it with them. And here we are across an ocean 2,000 years later serving the same Jesus. So even though it sometimes seems crazy to us, Jesus knew what he was doing. And in Acts 1, we see him give kind of a similar call to the Great Commission. We see that he calls his disciples to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. And what stands out to me is this word, witnesses. Because sometimes, I don't know about you, but I feel so much pressure on myself to be more, to do more, to say more when it comes to sharing my faith. I often put pressure on myself almost to be the savior. Like, it all depends upon me. If people are going to come to Jesus, it's dependent upon me entirely. But we need to be reminded that Jesus is the savior. We have a role to play, but it's as witnesses. We don't control people. We can only persuade people. We can't change people. We can only seek to try to change their minds with our witnesses. We are witnesses. And sometimes I get frustrated by this. Sometimes I wish I could do more. And I was reminded of this very week. I was at a lunch meeting with some church planters, and a lady asked what we were doing that day while we were meeting. What was the nature of our meeting? And I told her that we were a group of church planters and that we helped start new churches in the city of Columbus. And I felt like since she asked and I shared, it might be a good opportunity to share Jesus with her. So I asked her where she attended church. And she said that she did not, but that she was actually a Buddhist. And I told her, asked her a couple of questions about Buddhism to try to see kind of where she was in her faith. And I told her about how Jesus had changed my life and that his love for her was very real. And she said, "Oh, I know that. I grew up a Christian and I love Jesus too." So it was in that moment that I wish, you know, I could do more. I wish I could convince her that Jesus is enough. I wish I could convince her that if she had Jesus, she wouldn't need a pantheon of gods that Buddhists believe in and pray to. But I couldn't. All I could do is be a witness. All I could do was be a witness about the love of Jesus for her and how Jesus had changed my life. It was not up for me. It was not up to me to change her, to change anybody. That's God's work. And as hard as this can be, it's also very freeing, isn't it? Not everyone we share the gospel with will respond to Jesus positively, but some will. It's not our job to change them. It's just our job to share. We are witnesses. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today. I hope that you'll come back tomorrow for another episode. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you do the changing. We just have to do the sharing. Give us wisdom as we engage people in our lives today. Give us boldness to share the good news that we have. And go before us as we prepare hearts to receive the message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a moment and pray and maybe ask the Lord to use you as a witness in someone's life today.